This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Twitter at Little Empire Pod.
Hello and welcome back to Hosting. Day 6, episode 6 of podcast where myself, Guy Montgomery, continues to host my current house guest, Carlo Ritchie.
Guy, I want to say thank you, first of all. This is the first time I've really felt welcome in your life. The horse ride with Apple yesterday was just actually one of the best experiences of my life.
Wow.
And I really want you to, I just wanted to thank you for organizing that.
You know, it really pleases me that you say that because, I mean, by no fault of my own, I don't think, and certainly not yours. It's sort of, the more I was talking to you, the more I was aware that you have had a bit of a rough go of it.
It's been, look, I never want to complain, Guy, but I mean, it's been a pretty horrific time for me here in New Zealand. There's been a lot of things happened to me that I didn't expect to happen. A lot of experiences I never expected to have. And certainly, I mean, it's been, yeah, I wouldn't say an ordeal, but certainly,
well,
it was tough to get through.
I'm only too happy to have us both be able to put all of those experiences behind us. And yeah, I mean, that was really, to see you out there, the glint in your eye and the smile on your face, it meant the world to me as well, Carlo. So I just want you to know that.
This is a great horse, Apple, and just a great afternoon. And the Auckland really turned it on yesterday.
Ah, oh, did it what?
Mount Eden, the highest mountain in New Zealand. Just terrific, terrific to get a chance to go up to the top of that. Yeah, it's funny like that you said that was the highest mountain in New Zealand, but it felt very easy. Like, I mean, feel like...
We don't build them high over here, all right?
Yeah.
We spend a lot of the money that you guys invested in building mountains. We spend that money on infrastructure, roads, footpaths, some of the stuff that you've enjoyed so far.
We could learn so much if we just, you know, stop building mountains, as you've informed me that we are in Australia, and I'm looking forward to looking into that thoroughly when I get home.
Well, I mean, and here's to hoping you do get home. I mean, not to say you've outstayed your welcome, because you certainly haven't. You could be here as long as...
Well, the longer I could stay, the better would be great, really, just because they've said that my foot really isn't going to be able to handle flying tomorrow.
Oh, no. Well, let's I'll help you look into that. We can certainly... I know a few people who know a few people. We could definitely wrangle some sort of seat for you. Or,
I mean, I can look as well if you want me to sort it out.
No.
It's
easier when you're in your own country to take care of such matters.
No, that's really great of you actually to sort that out for me, Guy. But also, you know, I want to say that yesterday and today, really it felt like the winds of fate had changed direction somewhat. And when Lady Luck is with you, blowing that sweet wind of fate, she blows hard, you know, because my financial troubles have also had an unexpected turnaround.
You have had a spring in your step this morning. I thought it was just the horse ride.
My parents called up to say that they were meant to sell the property today, partly because of the extraordinary debts that I'd worked up over here in New Zealand. Yeah, unexpected. The least I could say.
But water under the bridge.
Yep. That's
so long as you can. Of course.
Well, it's just important to know the culture, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
And so my parents, in this sort of their last day on the farm, decide to take a walk around the old property boundaries. You know, which they hadn't done for some
time.
Sounds
like quite a nostalgic experience to.
And quite a fruitful one, because they found a cache of Nazi gold buried by my great grandfather, Felix Vaskovsky. And I think while it does, it has certainly brought
that
some.
Raises a lot of questions.
Yeah, more questions than you'd like.
Wow,
a lot
certainly.
Soul searching there.
That must have been a very bittersweet find.
Yes.
Sweet, because obviously with the current financial situation that you have, you and your family have found yourself in.
Yes.
I mean, the sight of a cache of any sort of gold is a triumph.
Yes, it's nice to know that we're not losing the farm.
Because,
a bit of pill to swallow, yes.
Yeah, obviously that would create direct ties between you or your ancestors, certainly, and the Third Reich, which is, I mean...
It's not something I really want to dwell on too much, Guy.
Well, I think it's important to consider where anything comes from.
Mm. Yes, well, no,
what's the cost of, you know, what's the cost of... I believe you put it best when you said the money comes out somewhere.
Yeah, well... I guess we know that some of the money came out of the Third Reich in probably, I would say, probably not its golden years, probably during the fall, and found itself in rural New South Wales. So it is good, I suppose, to know, to have that paper trail laid so bare, Guy. And it's
so what are your parents planning on doing with that? Not the gold now.
Well, they you are obligated to report that kind of find.
Surely.
So they have reported it, and there is a finder's fee that is awarded for that, and that's going to get us out of trouble.
Oh, that's
it's a very generous finder's fee.
That's
because it was quite a lot of gold.
Wow.
My great grandfather certainly put a lot away. I don't know if maybe he robbed a bank or a train.
It would be
what
nice,
exactly his dealings were.
It would be nice to think that he was sort of some sort of vigilante from whom he took the gold from the villainous Nazis and just buried it for himself, maybe.
I mean,
that would be preferable, even though that is still a blight on your family name. That would still be preferable to the alternative course of...
Yes, I like to think that maybe he was some sort of Nazi Robin Hood, in a sense, and he was stealing from the Nazis and giving back to rural... New South Wales, which wasn't hugely affected. Could have been better spent elsewhere, great grandpa, but such is life.
Well, certainly a relief for you and yours with regards to the ranch, and I'm sure Apples will be greatly relieved to hear that her new owner has
understood, because it's quite an expense. It's like getting a horse back to Australia.
After the way you were talking about how much fun you had on her and sort of the connection you two built up and seeing it in your eyes, I took out some ownership papers and I forged your signature, as I have expertly
learned to do. I've asked you not to do that, Guy. I asked you to do that several times.
I mean, if you look outside, you see Apples is back out there looking very longingly into the house.
Yeah.
My friend, is yours.
My worry, Guy, and I don't want to seem ungrateful, but my worry is getting a horse back to Australia, I imagine, is not a small expense.
I wouldn't imagine so either.
Maybe I could leave the horse here in your care.
Don't really have the space for a horse.
No, that's fair enough.
I mean, if you look outside, it's occupying about 5% of the yard, and that is...
That is a significant...
It's not a good look, is it, with the neighbours and stuff?
It's just for my purposes, it's going to be, again, really difficult to get that horse back to us.
You could take it over on a shipping container. You could both save a bit of money.
Shipping container.
You could go with it.
My
cousin owns some property down on the... He doesn't own any vessels, but he does own sort of... it's not officially recognised international waters, but this little sort of inlay of land down just out of the Auckland Viaduct. And you go down there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming and going that, you know, it's not off the books, but it's certainly not on. It's not in the books, is it?
So you're suggesting, I just want to make this clear for my own understanding. Are you saying that I illegally smuggle myself and a horse on a boat back to Australia?
I'm just thinking about what's best for you and Apples.
Well, I didn't want to have to think about another thing's well-being. I'm in quite a bit of a state, as you know, Guy.
Yeah, I know.
Don't
I know it? You've talked about it a lot this week.
Well, I think it's been a big theme for me. I'll be honest with you, Guy. Quite a big theme. Mm.
Well, so, I mean, I, like I said, I can't really... there's no real use for it here on the house.
Well, I guess we'll just
and I mean, you obviously, you know, the value of a horse depreciates as soon as you buy it.
It's a bad investment. It's not a great way to spend money, is it?
Yeah, well, it's a European, you see, so it's liable to break down. And yeah, to get the best European vets to work on it, you might want to go out and give it a pat pretty soon. Actually, it looks like it's getting pretty close to that barbed wire fence.
Well, I guess we'll just have to cross the bridge of getting apples home when we get to it, I suppose.
Tomorrow, which is so soon.
Yeah,
It's a shame you can't stay longer.
It is. I mean, but well, we're going to see if that's a possibility, aren't we?
Well, I'm certainly going to look
into
options for how we can ferry you and your foot and your horse all safely back to Australia.
Well, that's great, Guy. That is good.
Is there anything else you'd like to do, by the way, before you go?
I'd really love to try some of... I'd really like to drink a beer.
Yeah?
If that was a possibility.
That is certainly...
One of the big reasons I came here to New Zealand was to try a lot of beers. Of course, like the beer shortages you've told me has made that very difficult
I know.
To procure beer.
I've been sort of dipping into my personal collection just hither and thither.
And I haven't begrudged you not sharing that because if there's a shortage, I don't want to take away from anybody else.
And when I did see how sick you were, I thought a little tipple surely would probably push you over the edge.
Yeah, and I'm grateful that you didn't let me descend into that guy. So
only too happy. Well, you know what? I got one beer left. It's the last, as far as I know, it's the last beer, certainly in the house. So how about I whip the scab off that, pour us both a cool, refreshing glass of the amber nectar, and we toast to a friendship solidified.
Well, I think that's as good a toast as any, Guy, and maybe as well to health, because that's certainly been
certainly,
a thing for
I
me.
Certainly, I think that would be a fine toast and something for you to consider moving forward, just as looking after yourself. But this is a sort of post-toast chat, isn't it? So here's to Carlo and Guy.
To friendship solidified, health, happiness, and financial security.
What do you make of that?
Oh, that's very nice. It's very nice.
It's a cool, refreshing pilsner.
I noticed that you didn't drink any when I had a sip.
No, I did not want to take away from your experience of having the beer. And so I thought we could both sit in your satisfaction as you taste.
It's refreshing, certainly. It puts me in the mind of something. Certainly, I can't really put my finger on what.
It's got quite a... The bouquet is quite colourful and certainly there's a...
Mm.
An almondy finish.
Very almondy. Very almondy. I guess good for the Christmas season as we come into it, isn't it, Guy? Have a nice...
Often I'll take a scorched almond.
A scorched almond.
And I'll just drop that in the beer and drink it down.
That's an interesting accoutrement.
Yeah, well, I'm an interesting fellow, so...
I might have another drink. Will you join me for another sip?
Certainly it will be truly a pleasure.
Here's to friendship.
To friendship. Solidified and to health, of course.
Yep.
And to financial security.
You kept this toast going there when I was having the second sip, so I...
Well, don't worry. I believe that the custom for toast is all of the well wishes do still apply in spite of your early start on the sip.
Oh, it's putting me right to sleep. That's really hit me all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's quite strong. If you look here, I think it's a 4.2%. So that is
that's
going to really kick you in the guts, especially when you've been a bit ill and you haven't been eating a lot lately. Obviously, all of your apples.
Yeah, I suppose I'm
working. You're quite light.
Faint now.
Yeah, you are looking a lot more pale than you were.
Yeah, well, that's come on suddenly, isn't it? Maybe just have another little sip.
Certainly. Would you like to choose the third and final toast?
Yeah, I'm just struggling to get up, sit in
I can
my
bring,
seat.
I can ferry that over to you. No. You don't need to worry. You can stay down there.
Guy, I'll stay
absolutely
here.
No
I'll
worries.
Stay down here.
I'll just pour this into your mouth if you like, and I can keep my beer safe and sound over there on the table.
We need to toast, don't we?
Of course we do. So
here's to
Here's to.
Here's to.
You're going to. You've got to follow that sentence all the way through.
Here's. Well, Guy. Here's.
Here's to.
Here's to us.
Indeed. And batten down the hatches because here she blows.
Oh, that was much harder to swallow.
Very thirsty.
That time.
Carlo, can I be honest with you?
Guy, please. I think this is the time for secrets.
It certainly does feel like it, doesn't it? If this is honestly egg all over my face. To look at that bottle, the label is almost identical to this. Oh, this is going to sound bad.
What is it, Guy?
You're drinking fermented arsenic, and I would try and start throwing up pretty quickly. Get it out of your body, dude.
Oh, God.
Get it out of your body. God. Get it out of your body. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Get it all out. All out. Oh, that is so embarrassing. Oh, I knew I shouldn't have made those labels so... It's just...
Why would you keep that in your house at all, Guy? Like, who drinks... Why is there fermented arsenic anyway?
You sound just like Frank. Honestly, Carlo, I cannot remember. I was going through a pretty experimental phase with my homebrew kits there, and I guess that was one when I felt that someone had slighted me or something. It was meant to be more of a joke beer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
How was the actual taste?
It was... Surprisingly, it wasn't that bad. It was... I mean, but... I've really only had the sort of thin gruel that you suggested, the sort of delicacy of this suburb, and the water from Apple's trough sustaining me it's for the last water. Few days. So
hey, well, I'll tell you what, Carlo. Oh, honestly, I can't apologize enough. So obviously, we'll wipe the slate
what
clean.
A
I won't charge you for
to
that
make,
bit.
Guy.
The good news is. And I'm very glad. I'm just going to pour mine down the drain there because I would not
you
want to.
You're lucky that you didn't drink that any, Guy. You're lucky that.
Very lucky. The good news is that does mean that there is still to the total of one beer left
just,
in the house.
I don't know.
Can and I'm just going to go and grab it for us now. Now, this one is the Pilsner, I can assure you, that I thought we were drinking previously.
I really would like it if you could just be so sure that I'm not going to drink a poison.
I'm not going to go on the record as saying
I
for
think a lot of the arsenic's still in my body. Like, I don't know that purge got rid of everything. I mean, it's
I could
certainly knock me about.
Certainly call up a doctor.
Getting cramps.
Should we get a medical professional around here?
My experience hasn't been too good with medical professionals. To be honest with you, Guy,
I'm just worried about you is all. I'm worried about where you're at and
I'm
how
sure
you
I'll
and
be
how
fine.
You're
I'm sure
okay.
I'll...
Let's ride it out.
Yeah.
Let's ride it out together, eh?
Like apples, hey.
Just like apples. Oh, and if you just lacerated
apples.
Her entire just... leg. You better get out there and deal with that actually.
To go out and...
Yeah, you really should. That's your horse. That's a lot of responsibility to be on your
there's
hands.
There's a barbed wire fence in the suburbs.
I had to put it in for security. A lot of people trying to get into my homebrew.
Yeah.
So, this is a real
homebrew might be its own security device, if you ask me, Guy.
This is a real shame, Carlo. Look, I'll open up a fresh beer. I'm going to pour us both a lovely glass. And once you've gone out and dealt with what appears to be a nicked artery... on apples out there.
Surely is bleeding a lot.
I mean,
oh, you poor horse. You poor, poor horse. What horrors have we unleashed upon you? You certainly come down when you get up, don't you, Guy? You certainly come back down.
Life is a roller coaster.
And I'm not getting back up the loops. It's not going well, is it, Guy?
You get out there, I'm going to get you a nice glass of beer.
Okay,
and I just hope to see you back inside very shortly.
Thanks, man.
Quando ritorni mi sembra inverno. Il sole è basso, il mio sguardo perso. Un saluto, un bacio, con me.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try The Worst Idea of All Time?
Ow! This movie's still fine. beautiful.
Well, that isn't just about the most beautiful thing I've heard today. And I got married today.
Did you?
Yeah.
What are you doing ringing up whatever this is?
Well, let's
on
just
your
say the
day?
Honeymoon's not going very well.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
No.
Where did you go to honeymoon?
Well, we went to the motel.
In Te Awamutu?
No.
Ngāruawhia?
No.
The place that starts with X and then is followed by another X?
My hometown?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do you just want to tell me whereabouts it is that you've gone for your honeymoon?
I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, sorry. I should have. Should have led with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whereabouts are
you? Palmerston North.
Palmerston North. The Manawatu.
Bright lights. Big city. Anyway, by some strange turn of events, who should be in the foyer is my wife and I check in. But the actor who plays the character Paige from the movie We Are Your Friends.
And the man who beat you for the role.
The man who beat me for the role.
How'd that make you feel?
Pretty small.
Yeah.
Pretty small.
His name is Johnny D. Classic Maximum Joseph.
Ah!
You forget that films are supposed to have a point.